This episode of the Spider Bites podcast is sponsored by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com is an online merchandise store that showcases indie artists' design products from tees to totes to tapestries to whatever. They have thousands of designs, the prices are super affordable, and every purchase supports an independent artist. All of us at the Spider Bites podcast are picking out our favorite designs, and you can see what we like this week. Whether it's the Dabbing Husky or Thanos the Infinity Stone Bay, you can find and purchase these designs on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, or even phone cases. Just visit our store at teepublic.com/stores/spider-bites-podcast. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but the link will be in the description of the episode so you can find it there and see for yourself. And thanks again to teepublic.com for sponsoring this episode. But yeah, it was definitely this is definitely interesting to say the least.
Yeah, I didn't know where the story was going, and then once you hit aliens, it's like, oh, I see.
so you see where the weird came in.
Yeah.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Spider Bites podcast, where every week we answer questions about our lives in hopes that you can relate to it just a little bit. This is episode 177. I am one of your hosts, Spider, and I am joined, as always, with my wonderful co-host, Ashley. How are you doing today, Ashley?
I'm doing all right. Now my power's back on.
Yeah. So how long in total was your power out?
Well, it went out last night just before 6 p.m. It was like 5:40 or something like that.
Okay.
And it got turned back on today at like 2 p.m.
Okay. So about 21 hours.
Yeah, it was a long time.
Yeah.
But how are you before I go into all that?
I'm doing okay. I feel a little accomplished. I did some adulting things today. Not even like some real adulting things. I just did some like housework. I did the dishes and I did laundry that I've been putting off for I don't know how long. Since I've been back, actually, I've been putting it off. So, so I finally got that done and got it out of the way. So the next step is just putting the clothes away and that'll get done at some point in the near future. So
yeah, I've seen people talk about that where they're like, surely if I put my freshly dried clothes on my bed, I will put them away. And then they're like, no. I just get upset and throw them on the ground when I go to bed.
Or when you're like me and you're the only person sleeping in your bed, you just shove them all to one side and just sleep on the other side of them.
Exactly. It never works.
No, it really doesn't.
Yeah. But the outage, it lasted a while, but it wasn't too bad since it was mostly through the night.
Yeah.
So that's good at least. But because originally they said like the estimated restoration was like 9:30 last night. We're like, okay, that's not like too bad. And because I was at my parents' originally. And then I ended up coming home, I don't remember what time, somewhere between 8 and 9, I think. Maybe it was closer to 9, because I... sometime between 8:30 and 9, because I was asleep by 9:30. Because, like, when you're over there with people, it's not that bad. Once you're here at home by yourself, it's like, well, now what do I do?
Right.
So I just got ready for bed and went to bed, and I was like, the power's not back on, like, yet, but it's like, hopefully it'll be on, you know, like, in the morning. And that's what I assumed it was going to be, so when I woke up this morning, I was like, well, I see. Now what am I to do? Because it's like, I couldn't shower because I couldn't dry my hair.
Yeah.
And sometimes if I don't end up showering, whatever, I'll just use, like, dry shampoo if I have to. I prefer to shower, but, you know, sometimes... not always, for whatever reason, I don't want to, or whatever, so I'll use dry shampoo. So luckily I did that, because I did shower yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, if I would have known last night that we weren't going to have power in the morning, I would have showered last night.
Yeah.
So my hair had time to dry. But when I woke up this morning for work, I was like, there's no time for my hair. Like, I would go to school with soaking wet hair. So I was like, it's not worth it, whatever. Luckily, the school had power, because they did lose power last night, too, but they got it back, I don't know what time, but sometime last night, so they're lucky. Yeah. I was lucky that I was able to charge stuff while I was there and everything, but by the time I got done with work and got home, the power was back on, so that was nice at least, but yeah, so not too bad overall, but it did suck a little bit.
Yeah. And at least with, I guess, with the rain and everything, it means it hasn't really necessarily been too hot, so...
No, it's actually been freezing.
Really?
It's been so cold, because it's been, like, God, I don't know, like the 50s and 60s and stuff.
Okay.
And, like, it wouldn't be too bad, except for there's no sun.
Right.
And it's raining, so that makes it cold.
Yeah.
So, like, last night in bed, I was, like, freezing. So I had to, like, pull up my blanket and, like, wrap myself up real tight. Like, today, I literally turned the heat on. It was so cold in here. I was like, I really don't want to, but it was starting to get down to, like below 60 in here.
Oh, wow.
So I turned on the heat for a little bit just to warm it up a little because I was, like, I put on a sweater and my blanket and I was still cold. So, yeah, it was actually cold. So at least it wasn't hot, I guess.
Yeah. And it's crazy how internal temperature, at least by your thermostat, is so drastically different than external temperatures. Because, like, I can be comfortable sitting inside and a thermostat reads 70 degrees. But if I'm sitting outside, and I guess it probably has something to do with the humidity or whatever. But if I'm outside and it's 70, it's, you know, a little miserable.
Yeah. Well... It's like when, you know, 60 outside, if it's sunny and not raining and stuff, it's usually not too bad. It's a little chilly, but it's not terrible. But, like, inside, I'm like, I'm so cold. So,
it's like the North Pole at 60 degrees.
Yeah. So it starts to get really annoying about that. I'm like, why isn't it the same? Like you said, I guess it makes sense, probably humidity or, you know, whatever, and then there's sun outside, because obviously there's no sun inside, but still annoying.
True. But yeah, I was just thinking if the, you know, because as far as the lights go, you know, while you're at work for Toby and Smokey, you know, the lights aren't on anyway, so they don't really have anything to worry about, but if it was hot or anything, then, you know, I wouldn't want them to have to, you know, deal with the heat. But I guess this is just as bad if it was cold, too.
Yeah. They were fine, at least. They didn't seem to particularly care or anything. Both chilling now, too. And they, like, sometimes... Because at night, though, I do turn on the light for Toby if I'm not at home. Like, I turn on a light for him in his room.
Mm-hmm.
And so, obviously... It was not on last night.
Right.
But he was fine. He was no different than normal. Because I was like, boy, I hope he's not afraid of the dark. Because one of my parents' dogs is.
Ooh,
like,
no.
He's not super afraid of the dark, but he doesn't like it. And if you say, like, uh-oh, Dusty, it's dark outside, then he gets scared. And he's like, I won't go out there then.
Oh, wow.
He's a mess of a dog. He looks like a big, mean pit bull. And he's got, like, a deep bark. But he's the biggest baby.
Yeah.
So Toby was fine and Smokey was fine. I got home and was petting him and stuff and they're like, yeah, okay. Although Toby didn't want to go outside because it was raining.
Oh, true.
And I was like, I don't know what to tell you. It's been raining. It was raining all day yesterday. It rained all day today. Like, usually he's okay if he really has to go, but he doesn't like it. He sits there with, like, his ears back and his eyes, like, blinking as he's trying to go potty. I'm like, sorry, dude.
Like, I don't like this.
I guess I'll suffer. But, yeah, at least we didn't have to worry about it being too hot with, like, fans. And it's not, like, the winter, so it wasn't, like,
freezing cold. Yeah.
So, that was nice.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, but that's kind of how it was down here last week. It was just raining every day. It was just, like, a steady... It was in the morning... It'll be fine. And then kind of like around 9, 10 o'clock, it'll start raining. And it'll just rain all day. And then in the evening, it'll stop. So it was never really steady enough to accumulate and like to start flooding or anything, which is great. especially after the hurricane just passed a couple of weeks ago. But just still, just that it's just something about every day having to be, you know, hear the rain, see the rain, you know, when you're it's expecting to see sunlight. I don't know. It just kind of does something to your mood.
I know, like gets you really sleepy too.
Yeah, absolutely. But no, this week has been a lot better. I mean, not that I've really gone outside. When I'm trying to think, I left Monday, maybe. I left the house. Maybe, I don't know. I really don't leave my apartment for pretty much anything except like maybe on the weekends if I'm going to visit family or something. But no, I went and because my laundry room is outside at the back of our apartments. And so I went out to go put my clothes in the wash. And, you know, it was probably about 4-ish. So it wasn't like midday. But you could tell that there was a little like a cool breeze in the air. So, you know, I would imagine it would have been pretty nice outside.
Yeah. I usually end up going outside, or at least, yeah, I usually end up going outside at least once a day, even on, like during the summer or something. I don't know, usually I end up going to my parents or something, but I always end up checking the mail, feeding the outside cats, and letting Toby out, so I can pretty much feel whatever the weather is. But other than that, like, I don't go, like, during the summer, I don't go to my parents' house every day. So those days, yeah, it's like, well, it's a nice day, I might end up walking the dog, but if it's too hot, then I will pretty much just home all day. Don't leave the house. yeah, most of the time I end up leaving the house for some reason.
Yeah. I mean, I probably should start doing that more often, especially with the weather starting to cool down a little bit, just to get out. Because yeah. I could probably, you know, count on two hands, like, this entirety of the year, like, how often I get out of the house during the week. And it's not a lot.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, that was, like, at the beginning of quarantine. I was the same way because, like, I was sick and people in my family were sick, so it was, like, we weren't really seeing each other. Like, I was going nowhere. I was just here. My mom would, you know, drop off dinner sometimes, and like she would sit in her car and I'd sit on the porch and we'd like talk to each other that way because like I didn't have anyone, so it's like, well, to talk to someone, or if I was able to talk to like someone, you know, on Discord or something, but it's like my only human interaction and it sucked.
Yeah.
And at that point there was times where I remember because I was not feeling well, and it was, I had just gotten Toby and I was taking him on walks, even though I wasn't feeling well. I didn't want to. I was like, fine, I'll do it for you because you're used to walks and whatever. And I took him on a walk, and that was when someone hit, they were just playing with their kids or whatever, but like a plastic bat hit a baseball and it was a loud sound and it spooked him, and he wormed his way out of his collars before I had a harness for him and just took off. Wow. And then I was like, I'm already not feeling well. And now you're running and you're so fast, and I tried to chase after him and I couldn't really like breathe because I was already, you know, I was sick. Mm-hmm. That was just a whole thing, and I was like, I was mad at him after that. I don't think I took him on a walk the next day. It's like, I'm not taking you on a walk until I think I got a harness, but I ended up borrowing one from my mom till I was able to buy my own because everything, you know, at the time was so backed up.
Yeah.
It was like, I had ordered a flea collar for him, like, when I first got him, and it was at least, I want to say, like, a month later that I finally got it. At least a couple weeks. It might not have been a full month, but definitely at least, like, 3 weeks or something like that. At the beginning of quarantine, I didn't really get out much, but pretty much ever since we've been back to work, which was the beginning of last year, I've been getting out the normal amount.
Yeah, and then it helps that, you know, things start to open up again, and you can actually go places and do stuff.
Yeah. You can actually, like, you know, I'm just going to go to the mall today just to kind of get out.
Yeah.
Or a bookstore, or a, I don't know, where else do people go? where people go.
Not many places. I mean, I guess that it's an equivalent of some store. It's just, yeah. It would fall under that category. I guess that's where people go.
Just some
a grocery store.
Store,
a clothing store, a bookstore, just some store.
There you go. Go to Target or something.
Yeah, it was all wrapped up in one.
Exactly. They've got everything there.
But I have a question for you. So, say for instance, you were restricted on your phone to only having 3 apps. Like, that's all your phone can hold, just 3 apps. Now, because you have an iPhone, correct?
Yes.
So, it'll come with all your standard apps. So, you have your web browser, you have your text message app, you have, you know, everything you need for your calls, your settings, all of your standard apps. You have all of those. But for the ones that you have to download, if you were only restricted to having 3 apps, what would be the 3 apps that you would download to your phone?
Does YouTube count as being, because nowadays I think you have to download it yourself, but it used to come automatically on like iPods.
It used to. I would say that YouTube could, if you would download the app, that would count as an app download. Now, if you wanted to just watch YouTube from a browser, which you could still do.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But if you download the app, I would say that counts as a download.
All right. Well, the first one would probably be, what apps do I use the most? Probably TikTok, because that one there's like endless things. And that you can't really get on anything else. You can't like get it on a browser or on the computer or something.
Yeah.
What else do I use a lot? Tumblr. I go on that a lot. And I'm looking at my apps. Probably. I don't know. Man, there's so many like games and stuff that I play.
Yeah.
As I try to think if it would be. Maybe a rhythm game. Because I play those a lot, and it gives me something else to do. So I think final answer it would be TikTok. What's the second one I said?
Tumblr.
Tumblr. And well, Tumblr you can get on a browser and stuff too. Actually, I take it back. No final answer. okay. So far, all I've got is TikTok, and I can do Rhythm app. I don't know. What do you got? Well, I think.
For me, it'll probably be TikTok for sure. TikTok kind of incorporates both the social messaging aspect of like, because normally Michelle and I will talk over either Facebook Messenger or Snapchat, but we'll also send each other messages over TikTok. So if I only had to do one, I could still keep TikTok, but then still keep the messaging aspect as well. And so I'm probably on TikTok more than I am. Well, I can't say that I'm on TikTok more than I'm on YouTube. I'm on TikTok more on my phone. And I'm on YouTube more on my smart TV these days because I'll, you know, put on YouTube when I'm trying to fall asleep or something. But definitely TikTok for the whole entertainment aspect. Another one I would do personally is my banking app. Just because I'm always checking that just to see, you know, what's being taken out, how much money I have, what can I spend and everything like that. And although I can still access my banking website from the browser, it's just quicker to do it on the app. And then, you know, with the iPhone now, with the Face ID and everything, I don't have to worry about my remembering passwords and logging in and all that other kind of stuff. So that would be my second one. And I think my third one would probably be I don't know. Probably the Rooster Teeth app. I just think that the interface on the app is a lot better than it is on a website, on the mobile website, at least.
I agree.
and so I think I would prefer to use the app more than I would use the website version. So I think that would be my three.
Let's see. Okay, I think my other one would be my Fitbit app.
Okay.
Because I use it to track steps and my sleep and my period and all that stuff, so I use it all the time.
So
I think I would go TikTok, Fitbit app, and rhythm game, probably like Rhythm Hive, because that's the one I've been playing the most recently. So okay, would be my three. It'd give me videos to look at, a game to play, and important stuff.
Yeah, I haven't really gotten into any mobile games lately. Like, anything that I've played recently as far as mobile games go, it's always been something that's been advertised in something else. Mm-hmm. And it's always, and I should know better at this point, but it's always one of those ads where the person's playing the game and it's like, it took me forever to beat this level, but the level that they're doing is like incredibly simple. And I'm like, I could do that. It's not that hard. And so it compels me to download it. And of course, it's just a money hungry app, and there are ads like every 3 seconds and everything. And so I get to the point to where it depends on how much it costs to go ad free. And a lot of times it's $2.99, and I'm like, all right, it's $2.99. Mm-hmm. It's really not that big of a deal. So I'll pay to get the ad free version, and I'll play it. And then, of course, there's always some kind of some type of money currency in the game where you get coins and you have to upgrade, you know, certain things because of the coins. And after every round, you can take these amount of coins, or you can multiply it by three by watching this video. And I'll go through a couple of videos just to get some more coin. And then it's like it's a constant cycle of the same thing over and over again. I'm like, all right, I'm tired of this. And then it's like I should know going into it what to expect. Like, this is what the game is going to be. There was one game. It was just like you have these dots that pour down into this like sort of funnel. You have to pull the sticks out. And you have to merge the color dots with the gray dots, so the gray dots can become color dots. You have to pull out the right sticks to make them funnel down into the like big cup at the bottom. Super simple game. Incredibly.
In theory.
Well, I mean, actually, it was just a super simple game. I got to like level 100 something in like just a few days, only because I probably would have got it further than that. But just a couple of times I just got bored with it and stopped playing, because there's only so many variations to the levels. And then you can get different styles of the sticks that you pull out, or you can get a different style of the balls, or you can get different backgrounds and stuff like that. So that's like the unlockability factor of it. It's like, you keep playing and you can unlock, you know, all this different stuff. But it's essentially just the same level over and over again. It's like, every now and then they'll throw a couple bombs, and you can't let any of the balls touch the bombs, because then they'll blow up and it'll be round over. But it's like you pull one stick out of the way and then the bomb explodes. I'm like, okay, well, now I just do the rest of the level. And it's just, you know, there's, other than that, there's really no other point to it. And it's like, I don't know. And it's, I think because part of me wants to play something to where I don't have anything else to do. I don't feel like, you know, I'm caught up on everything recent with Achievement Hunter or Rooster Teeth. I've caught up on all my Marvel stuff and all my YouTube breakdown videos and stuff like that. I'm tired of scrolling through TikTok. It's all the same thing. You know, when there's like really nothing else to do. Now I could do something like intellectual and like challenge myself, or actually get out of the house and do something. There are plenty of other things that I could do instead of turning into mobile games. But, you know, it's just, I want a mobile game to where I can, when there's nothing else for me to do, just grab my phone, play a little quick game, and, you know, be entertained for however long. But at the same time, I don't want to get into a game to where it completely sucks me in, and then I sit there and I'm consumed for hours on hours. Because then, you know, you have to worry about your phone dying and then all of this other kind of stuff. And now you're sitting there with the phone on the charger and you have to hold it in an uncomfortable way. Just, I don't know why all of this stuff goes in my head, but this is how I rationalize all of this to myself. It's like, I want a game that will keep me occupied, but not entertain me so much to where that's the only thing that I want to do is just play this game. Because that's what I have console and PC games for. If I want to get wrapped into something. Speaking of console and PC games, I got to tell you about this game that I played last week. It's just insane. But
insane or bad insane?
Weird insane.
Okay.
But yeah, so, and I think that those little, I don't even know what, like, because I mean, they are mobile games, but I feel like they're in a category of itself for those type of mobile games. But yeah, it's just those, they get me every now and then, because I'll still see the ones with the ads where there's a person trying to get away from like whatever thing is trying to attack them. You have to move the sticks to like either flood the area or set it on fire or whatever. And they're always pulling their own sticks and the main character is getting drowned or burned or whatever. And it's like, I know I won't ever fall for those because I know for those, that's not the actual game. I've seen so many of those. It's like, oh, these are the advertisements for it. But then the actual game is just like some swipe matching game or some tower defense game or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, why? I never understood why they advertise those games that way. But I'm guessing it's some smart strategic marketing plan on their end, because obviously if it didn't work, they wouldn't keep doing it. But I don't know.
Yeah, I get those ads all the time on everything and I'm like, I'm not interested. No, thank you.
You play real games. I play the we want to take your money games.
Oh, I play, well, because like I play like Ultimate games and stuff. And those ones are, like, when you download a new one, it is, like, you do just want to keep playing it, because you do want to continue the story, or, like, figure out who the characters are, go down a certain route, or whatever. But then it's like, oh, you gotta wait for more, either, like, coins, or chapter, like, tickets, or whatever. Or you can buy more! You get however many free a day, but you could buy more to do the story faster.
Yeah.
So sometimes those do get me, but they haven't in a while, because now I'm like, eh, whatever. I get however many free a day. I'll just do that. I don't need to buy more, like, whatever. Like, there's two that I play that you get, like, five chapter tickets or whatever a day, because they're made by the same company. And there's 25 chapters, and there's, like, five... like, I don't know, like in a chapter there's like five parts, so you can play like one chapter a day for free is essentially like what it is. And like you can get sometimes like in the daily thing, or like if you do events, or sometimes you can get extra chapter tickets, or obviously you can buy more. But so it would take you, if you played it exactly and only used like the normal five free ones a day, it would take you 25 days to get through one full route. So sometimes it does suck, but it's not like too bad. Oh my god, the worst one I've ever played is one that was really popular when it first came out, which like I want to say was like 2016.
Okay.
Called Mystic Messenger.
I think I might have heard of that.
I would be surprised if you didn't. But it was like, it worked in real time. So, I forget what it was. There was 11 chapters. 11 days, I mean. It took place over 11 days. 11 real-time days.
Okay.
And the first couple you only had to play through once because that was like the intro. So then every route after that, it was 7 real-time days, which isn't as bad. But still, I felt like too long, especially when it's like you had to either answer a call or do a text message between like certain times. Mm-hmm. So you, otherwise you would have to like use hourglasses to like go back and do that at any time you wanted. And then I think you got some free hourglasses sometimes, but otherwise you had to buy them.
Right.
So if you didn't want to use any money, you had to legitimately be like, okay, it's 5 o'clock in the morning, time to quickly get up and do this chat and then go back to bed before I lose this. Like, it was ridiculous. I hated it. I did one route, the first route I did, so it was 11 days. I didn't pick that up again for like a year because I was like, I hated that. Like, all throughout your day. It's like, because it gave you a couple hours to be able to do either a chat or a call or whatever before it, like, moved on and you couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
But it only gave you, like, I don't remember how many hours it was. It depended on what it was, too, because, like, overnight I think it might have given you more. But it was still, like, you had to be up in the morning and sometimes you had to be up at, like, 3 a.m. to do a chat. It was, like...
It's crazy.
I hated it so much. That was the worst game mechanic for one of those kinds of games I've ever seen. Like, and there's no way you could, like, cheat it or anything, you know?
Yeah.
Like with Animal Crossing or something, you can just change the time on your Switch. No, mm-hmm. This is on your phone, and you couldn't do anything. It was just like, because otherwise it would, like, mess up. I don't know, it's just... That was the worst. I hope nobody ever makes another game like that. And also, I didn't really much care for the story or the characters, actually. Some people really liked it. But I didn't much care for it, especially with all the time that it took. I was like, I don't think it was worth it. Like, yeah. Maybe I would have liked the story and the characters more if I wasn't already so annoyed with how you had to play it. do not recommend that. I mean, it was from 2016, so I don't know if anyone still plays it.
Who knows? There may be some people who find it like, oh, it's nostalgia. I have go back to it every now and then, and they keep it alive. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
I still haven't finished all the routes. There was at least one or two that I didn't do. So I did most of them. But yeah, so I don't recommend. If you ever know anyone who's like, hey, should I check out Mystic Messenger? I'd be like, no.
Like, no, absolutely not. Don't even start it. No, but yeah, just some of those games are just, you know, they're obviously out to get money. There was one that I downloaded, just one of those makeover games. And of course, they make it seem interesting. And I would say for the storyline of this game, I don't remember what the name of it was because I've since deleted it from my phone, but the story was that there were these designers, and it was one of the makeovers, like, oh, well, we make over the person and we make over their space as well. Like, one of the first people that you would make over was a college student who was looking for a job, and she's like real nervous about interviewing for her first job. So you make her over to get her ready for her interview, and then you make over her home office space as well. And so the story was that all these designers were working for this like big name designer, this big name female designer. And mm-hmm. apparently she felt like she was too big for them, so she fired them all. And so, you, as the person playing the game, you are now leading this team of designers to do this show. And now this big name female designer, she's trying to sabotage your show. So it was a little, you know, a little bit of an interesting story going in between, you know, the mm-hmm. actual gameplay of making over the people in their spaces. But the thing about it is that every single thing that you had to do to make over this person and make over this space, it cost the in-game currency. I remember the first thing, it wasn't the first one, because, you know, at first they give you, like, all this money up front to use in the game. And it's literally enough to get you through the first thing to kind of show you, like, everything to do, how the whole game functions and everything. And so when you get to the second one, that's when you start to run out of money. And so they count on you being impatient, it's like, oh, I want to just get through the story so I can find out what happened. So you spend money mm-hmm. on the in-game currency so you can progress further in the story. But when I got to the second person and it was a guy and he wanted to transform his man cave. And so I'm like, okay, so we get to getting ready to do his makeover. He's this trucker looking guy. Apparently he's a mechanic. So he's in overalls. He's got a trucker cap on. His hands are dirty and grimy and all this other kind of stuff. When I saw that it was 100 coins to take off his hat in order for you to do the makeover, I'm like, you know what? No, I'm done with this. Because the first one was like, okay, wash her hair. That's, you know, however many coins. To style her hair, it's however many coins. To dress her, you know, it's however many coins. It's like understandable stuff. Like, this is you actually doing stuff to make her over. In the same way with her space. But to get to this guy, and it's like, take off hat. And it was like 100 coins. I was like, all right, you're ridiculous. That's too much. I was like, that. Why should it have to cost money to take off a hat? Like, why you can't ask him to take off the hat? And it'll be free.
Yeah. I probably would have also been like, however many coins to tell him to wash his hands.
It was, because I've actually played through the rest of the story, and it did cost money for you to wash his hands.
See? Yeah, that's where it's like, okay, I see.
It just got too much after that. But no, there was this game that released recently, I guess within like the last 2 weeks or whatever. It's called the Artful Escape. And it's an Xbox game. Well, I don't know if it's just an Xbox game, but I know it's on Xbox Game Pass. So I was able to download it for free. It's a very simple game. There's like really no complexity to the game mechanics because there's no combat or anything. The only way you can not complete a level, it's kind of like a platform. The only way you can not complete the level is if you fall down a hole. And then you're checkpointed every so often. So if you fall down a hole, it just brings you back to the latest checkpoint. And then you progress on to the next portion of the level. But the story behind the game is that in this small town in Colorado, there's this young kid who is the nephew of this great folk singer who's since passed away. And he is sort of being groomed to be the protege of his uncle, of his late uncle. And so he's feeling all the pressure of having to perform and be exactly like his uncle to the point to where he's like dressing like his uncle. It's almost the same type of glasses that his uncle wears. And there's one day in this city where they have this festival, and the festival is like to celebrate his uncle's career. And the day of the festival for this year where you're playing the game, he's supposed to play a show where he's supposed to play folk music, just like his uncle. So he's putting on his first show. So he's feeling all the weight, all the pressure of living up to his uncle's name and all this other kind of stuff. And then in the middle of the night before the show, he's abducted by aliens. And he's taken on a journey across the cosmos because he doesn't want to play folk music. He wants to play like eclectic rock music. And so he's abducted and brought on a journey across the cosmos to perform for intergalactic audiences with the actual type of music that he wants to play. So it's like the whole story is sort of like dealing with identity crisis and not knowing exactly who you are or who you're supposed to be. And so the story itself on paper is very compelling because it gives you an introspective thought on, you know, your purpose, like your internal purpose versus what your perceived purpose is. But the actual story of how the character figures all of this stuff out in conversations with all these different aliens is just bizarre. It's the weirdest thing. But it, like the title says, it's the Artful Escape. Like the backgrounds and the scenery for the entire game, it's a very beautiful game. the characters of these aliens, they're just like a hodgepodge of colors and shapes, but it sort of works in a way because they're all distinctive. So you can tell, like, you're going to these different planets or these different galaxies, and all the creatures there are like very specific to the area that you're in. But it was just playing through it. It was just like, this is very weird. It's like, it's the epitome of the word psychedelic. Like, going back to the 60s and the 70s and just like the weird multicolored disco, like very hippie-ish type thing. It was just like, it fits into that, like, that style very well. But no, it was an easy game. Ended up getting a full 1,000 game score completion on it. Just, it's real quick. I think like total was probably like maybe 5 hours. So real quick.
Oh, that's game. Not bad.
Yeah. But yeah, it was definitely this is definitely interesting to say the least.
Yeah. I didn't know where the story was going. And then once you hit aliens, it's like, oh, I see.
you see where the weird came in.
Yeah. Like, it was just like, oh, this dude, he's having a hard time. He's trying to live up to his uncle. It's like, oh, okay. And he's like, he was abducted by aliens. Oh, got it. There it is.
It was like in the writer's room, you set up the premise and you have that one guy who's just like so bored with it. It's like, well, what if he was abducted by aliens? It was like, but this has nothing to do with the story. It's like, but hold on, hear me out. What if they help him learn more about himself? I'm like, well, how? How is that going to happen? Give me a day. I'll get back to you on that. It was like,
it's just some dude who never got out of the 60s.
Exactly. He's sitting in a boardroom. He still has like his tie-dye shirts on, this bandana around his head.
He's like, I have the perfect vision. All right. Well, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
That is not aliens. So, you know, my power went out last night and everything, and obviously it's happened a handful of times in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know, I assume you've had the power go out before.
Oh, absolutely.
If you've ever had any, like, interesting or fun or just some stories that you remember from when you've had a power outage.
Not recently. I'm trying to think, because last time the power was out here was when I was gone, when the hurricane passed. The last time I personally experienced a power outage, we had a hurricane back in October where the power was out for, I want to say, what, 2 weeks, maybe?
Oh, wow.
Might have been a little bit less than that, but the power was out definitely more than a week. And of course, it was, you know, while we were, because this was still in 2020, so we're all still working from home and everything before vaccines were even introduced. So it was still like this whole time where a lot of places were still closed. Just thinking back on that time, I must have blocked it all out, because, like, I don't remember how I got through those times, because power was out with the entire city. So no restaurants are open, no fast food places are open. Materials and supplies are very scarce. But somehow I got through I'm pretty sure I ate every day. It might not have been three meals, but I'm pretty sure I ate at least once a day. And yeah, because I remember I didn't work because I didn't have any internet. But somehow I made it through, and I don't remember how. I really feel like I must have blocked it out mentally on how I made it through that time. Because my mom and my stepdad, they were already traveling. They were already on the road in an RV. So it's not like I, because they know they used to live in Baton Rouge, which is like an hour and a half away from New Orleans. And so anytime there would be a hurricane coming to New Orleans, we would normally evacuate to Baton Rouge, because Baton Rouge, for the most part, would either get some rain, but it wouldn't be as bad as New Orleans, or normally it would be kind of spared of most of the storm. So it would normally be safe. Mm-hmm. And the elevation is a little bit higher, so it generally wouldn't flood as much. Though in recent years, Baton Rouge has been kind of flooding a bit, so who knows? You know, climate change and all that, just changing everything. Yeah. But yeah, since they're gone, there was nowhere for us to evacuate. So yeah, I just stayed here. As far as fun times, not that I can think of. I think for the most part, during power outages, I just try to, I might just like scroll through my phone on social media, just kind of check in with everybody, you know, every now and then. And then, you know, if my phone starts to die, I'll go sit out in my car and charge it up in the car. But other than that, I was about to say, I want to say that I would read, but I don't think I read either. I don't know what I did. That whole I don't know what I did while the power was out, because I can't play games. There's no internet, so social media is very limited. I didn't stay on it long. You know, I wasn't on my computer, wasn't watching YouTube or anything. I mean, I have very few books, so I think I would know if I read one of the few books that I have, but I don't know what I did that entire time. Maybe listen to music on my phone, but I remember I was using Apple Music at the time, and I don't think I really had a lot downloaded, so I would have still had to use I mean, cell networks were still up, so...
Yeah.
But I don't think I would listen to it that long and then risk running out my battery. I have no idea. That's actually a little worrying.
I didn't mean to make you have a crisis.
I think I am on the verge of one, because that's a good portion of my life that I think I blocked out, and I don't know what I did during that time.
You just slept.
Probably, but knowing me, I don't really sleep that long.
Well, there's nothing to do.
Yeah, probably. But then, well, because it was in October, so it wasn't too hot. I think that was one of the things I was grateful about while the power was out, because it was in October and it wasn't hot. I do know one thing that I did, because it was close to the end of the month and I was getting ready to move into the apartment that I am in now. So I think part of what I did and kind of what I did to occupy my time was like clean stuff up and just kind of like start getting rid of stuff that I wasn't going to be taking with me when I moved. So I think that was a part of something that I did. But yeah, you're probably right. I just probably slept most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually have some memories, and I have a bad memory. So that's saying something.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'll start with last night, since that happened, obviously, the most recent.
Mm-hmm.
So I went over to my parents for dinner, and my mom was making chicken Alfredo.
Ooh, nice.
And, yeah. So she had already heated up the chicken and, like, or, like, cooked the chicken or whatever, you know, did all that. And they have an electric stove. So she did that. She was heating up some broccoli, just some frozen broccoli in the microwave. And she was boiling water for the noodles and was going to wait to do the sauce and, you know, to warm up the sauce till the end. And so chicken was done. I think she had 4 bags of broccoli and she only managed to get 3 done. And noodle water was in the process of starting to boil. And the power went out.
Wow.
So.
It was great timing. I was like, absolute perfect timing.
Yeah. But then we found out, because at first that we weren't sure, you know, it's like, okay, well then you have to do the process of, was it just our house or was it, you know, is it like an actual outage? But my grandma lives right next door to my parents and she's like, yeah, our power's out. And, you know, so we're like, all right, cool. And then we checked the consumer's website. At first it, you know, right away, there wasn't anything. So mom put in like a thing that was like, our power's out. And then eventually there was a thing that's like, yeah, like it shows you the outage maps and stuff and whatever. So it's like, great. So I assume my power's out too, which it was. But then mom's like, no, I can't finish dinner. And then my dad remembered actually that they have a grill that has a burner. So they didn't have any gas or whatever. So dad had to go to the store and grab some gas for the grill, but then mom was able to make the noodles and heat up the sauce on the burner outside. So we were still able to have dinner. That was nice. And there were breadsticks in the oven too, but luckily those were done too. So otherwise we would have been left with nothing for dinner. Because I thought about that too. I'm like, you know, at my house, because I assumed the power would be back on before this morning. And once this morning, I realized it still wasn't. And I was at work and stuff. I was like, you know, I don't have really anything to eat that I, like, don't have to heat up. Like,
right.
You know, I have mostly frozen meals. I have leftovers in the fridge. I have, like, microwave mac and cheese and ramen and stuff, because those are easy to take for lunches up at work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't really have anything to eat. I was like, I think maybe I have some bread so I can make some like peanut butter and jellies, but that's about it. It's like I have some tortilla chips and some Fritos, but I can't even warm up some cheese and I don't have any salsa. Oh, I had cereal. That was the other thing. Like, that's all I got. Hopefully power comes back on soon before I starve. But luckily it did before I even got home from work, so that was nice.
Yeah.
But then, let's see. Oh, there was one day when we still all lived in this house, and the power went out. And it was like, I think I must have been on like the computer or something, and my sisters were doing something in their room. But I remember like as soon as the power went out, we all like ran downstairs into the living room. The boys ran out of their room into the living room. We're all like, the power's out. Like we all just up, like ended up all in the same room. Like, oh my God, the power's out. Like, what do we do? I don't know why we did that. I don't know if like we thought it could be fixed, or like mom or dad would have more information. Like they had all the same amount of information we had. Power's out. That's it. We don't know yet. Just happened. But that was funny. Just the scene of all of us running to the living room, like mom. There was one time where I was watching my neighbor's dogs because they were out of town, and the power went out, and I was like, oh no! Like because it was already dark outside. Like, I have to, or it's becoming dark, I think it's what it was. Because it was, like, during the winter, so it gets dark earlier. It's like, I gotta go let the dogs out, but, like, I'm scared of the dark. So I had both the girls go with me, and we went and let the dogs out, or whatever. And they were starting to get, like, a little creeped out, too. Because, you know, when the neighborhood's out of power, it is, like, pitch black. But luckily we made it back before it got too dark. But I was like, I'm not going alone, you need to come with me. That was fun. It was like, it's down a block, so we had to like walk over there, and that was a whole thing. There was one time where we had an outage around Christmas. I forget when it was. I want to say maybe 2014. It was when we had a lot of snow. Like, it was crazy the amount of snow we got.
I would imagine so, because 2014 it snowed here on Christmas.
Yeah, it was right around Christmas. But I don't remember when exactly it was. But yeah, it was crazy. People were calling it, like, Snowmageddon and stuff. I don't remember if our power went out at all. But I know, like, our cable and internet and phone did. Because I know we did have power. It might have gone out for a little bit, but I know if it did, then we got it back, not too long after. But we were out. We didn't have cable or internet or home phone for like 2 weeks. It was crazy because so many people were out and it was still like there was so much snow. It was so deep. And at the time, I don't think it was before I really, like, I had a cell phone, but I wasn't paying the bill for it because at the time I didn't have a job, so I couldn't pay for it. So I couldn't, like, do anything. Sometimes I'd be like, hey, Dad, can I borrow your phone just so I could go on, like, Tumblr or something for a little bit?
Yeah.
You know, it was nice that we still had power. You know, so, like, we still had food and lights and heat and all that, but yeah, it was kind of boring. I'd like that. I remember that, but I don't really remember what else I did. Sometimes during power, to just like yesterday when it first went out, me and my brothers did a puzzle. And then like today I was planning on just doing some more of my diamond painting. I was like, it kind of sucks because I always need like a light directly above it. And so usually I use, phone, but I was like, I obviously don't want to waste my battery on my phone for just lighting my diamond painting. I was like, maybe I can use my old phone, and it's like, it sucks because I didn't bring my speaker to work to charge, and it was on like 2 bars or something, and I like to, like, you know, listen to music or something. I don't like the complete silence.
Yeah.
But I was like, then that kind of wastes battery on my phone too. But it's not too bad because I did charge at least 2 portable chargers at work. So, and my phone was fully charged. So it's like, I don't know. I was going through a whole thing, but then before I even got off work, it got back. But so I was like, at least I have that. There was one day where the power only went out for like 2 hours. I don't know. There was a couple days where that happened semi-recently, actually, where it only went out for like a couple hours at a time. And I ended up reading. One day I was just cleaning. It's like, all right, I guess I'm just going to listen to music and clean.
Yeah.
And then another day I started reading a book. Because my friend's given me books that she's like, oh, I really liked this. And, you know, she lets me borrow one. And I read at least one at one point, but then I haven't read any in a while. Like, I still have I think I only have 2 right now. So at the time I had 3. And finally, I was like, all right, well, the power's out, and I don't really have anything to do, because I don't want to waste my phone battery. And it was still daytime, so I was like, all right, I guess I'll just read a book. And luckily, when I picked it up or whatever, I was like, I actually really like this, so I ended up finishing it.
Oh, nice.
By, like, the next day, I think. So it only took me, like, 2 days to finish, because it wasn't a super long book, and, you know, I had, like, at least 2 hours where I was just sitting there reading, so it's like there's nothing else to do.
Yeah.
But yeah. Luckily I ended up liking that, and then once I finished it, I was like, cool, I can finally give you a book back. So I've got 2 books. Actually I have quite a few books that I need to read if I power goes out and it's daytime. Cause I've still got Bungo Stray Dogs volume 20. That I haven't read yet. I have all except for the first light novel, so that's 5 light novels of the Bungo Stray Dogs that I still need to finish. I've got Beast Volume 1 of the Bungo Stray Dogs manga that I haven't read yet. There's some other manga, I forget what they're called, but that I haven't started yet, plus the 2 books that my friends let me borrow, so I've got quite a few things that I could read if I really had to, but I completely even forgot that I had those. So next time if the power goes out, I'm prepared. Hopefully it doesn't. I know, yeah. It will at some point.
But hopefully not anytime soon. Right.
Yeah. But also I hope it's not like in the dead of winter when it's like super cold.
Oh yeah, also that.
Yeah, but we'll see. But yeah, I have plenty of memories from like when power outages, because there are some interesting moments. Usually more if I'm with family, because now that I'm here alone, it's kind of like that one day all I did was read a book, or the other day all I did was clean. Like, but when I'm with like family, there's nothing we can really do besides like talk and hang out. Like, we can't really be on our phones or watch TV or anything.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's actually kind of nice to just like play a game or something. Like last night, everyone right before I left started playing like Uno. things like that, where sometimes it's kind of nice, or it can be funny. There's that, like, Alyssa was, like, doing her homework by, like, flashlight.
Yeah.
Mom was sitting in front of the TV with her dinner, because usually she ends up watching a show. And I think one of the boys ended up coming out and be like, oh, what are you watching, Mom? She's like, oh, you know, I haven't decided yet. I'm still looking. Like, you know, just simple stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. It could be anything. But, yeah.
Funny.
Sometimes the power going out could be fun. When it's for a really long time, not so much. But if it's for just a couple hours, sometimes it's, you know, good time.
Yeah. Because I think while I was gone, the power was out. Because the storm hit on the 26th of August. Mm-hmm. No, not the 26th. The 29th of August. Because I was still here on the 26th. On the 29th. And then I believe the power came back on, from what my neighbor told me, like the 7th. So that's about... Let's see, 29th, 30th. It's a little over a week. But so my landlord came and he emptied out all the refrigerators of everyone who had evacuated, everyone that wasn't here. So when I came back, I mean, it's a good thing that he did, because that's less that people have to worry about, you know, however long they're evacuating for. Excuse me. And then it also saves him money, because then the refrigerators don't have like mold and they don't have that, you know, spoiled food smell, like, kind of ingrained into the refrigerator and stuff like that. So, but no, I had chicken, I had shrimp, I had like frozen meals. Then I had milk, and Michelle had actually bought me a, like this huge brownie, this huge like cookie brownie for my birthday. And I had probably eaten like a quarter of it, and I left it here because I was planning on eating it after I got back. Didn't even think about the, you know, the hurricane or anything and the power going out. Yeah. But, so all that stuff was gone. And so when I got back, and it just so happened that, you know, all of my bills were coming due. So it wasn't like my normal grocery store paycheck. So I didn't have money budgeted for the grocery store. So I'm like, it's just like when you were saying, it's like, I might starve, because it's like all my stuff that I normally have in my freezer is gone. But I still had like non-perishable stuff. So I still had like ramen noodles. I ate those for a couple of days. I had like cans of Chef Boyardee stuff. So I ate that. Yeah. So I still had food. I just didn't have like any meat or anything like that. And no meat, no dairies. Like all my eggs were gone. Well, no. So I made it through, because I did that for about a week until I got paid. And then, you know, I made groceries. And I just realized I said made groceries, which is something that we say down here. I bought groceries.
Made groceries.
I don't know why we said it, but it's something that we say.
Yeah, that was something originally I hadn't thought of either. I was just thinking, because usually I just eat frozen meals, or like if I do, because I do have like canned soups and stuff, but, and I have a gas stove. So I still could have like heated some. It's just I'm used to like just heating that stuff up in the microwave. So I was like, I've got nothing, but I really wanted to, I couldn't heat it up on the stove.
Yeah.
It's just not something I'm used to. So I, at least, I might have been stupid for a little bit, but, I wouldn't have starved once I figured out that, hey, wait a minute.
I have pots. I can put this on the stove. Yeah.
And then it was also nice, because I was like, oh, like I don't, you know, because I buy those like coffees that I put in the fridge to make them cold. And then like I drink them in the morning. Mm-hmm. I was like, no, like I didn't put one. I usually do it right before I go to bed. So I didn't have one in the fridge yet. I was like, oh, no, now it's not going to be cold. But right before I went to bed, I put one in there anyway. I was like, hopefully, since this is like the first time I've opened the fridge, hopefully when I wake up in the morning, it'll be cold. And it was, luckily.
Nice.
I was like, good. That's a good sign that my fridge is still cold, too.
Yeah.
So I only opened my fridge twice. Luckily, since I was at my parents' too, I didn't, you know, it didn't really matter. But I opened it once last night to put the coffee in, opened it once this morning to bring the coffee out. So it ended up being okay. And I just took, I was like, I don't know, I assumed the school had power because there it didn't say, like I checked the news website and it didn't say the school was out. It said there was a couple that were out for because of no power, but ours wasn't there. So I was like, well, I assume that means we have power, even though according to like the consumer's outage map, they were still on the map as being like out.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I don't know. I'll just hope. But I was like, I don't know for sure. So I just took some cereal because I know we have plenty of like milk in the fridge there that the kids don't always drink at like breakfast or lunch. So we have some leftover milks that like at the end of the week we just dump because or people take, you know, whatever, because if no one's going to take them, they're going to go bad. So we just dump them.
Right.
So it's like, I know I can use some milk there. So I'll just take some dry cereal. And then I grabbed like a couple other things, like a fruit roll up and, you know, like something, I don't remember, something else, a pudding or something. And I was like, cool. Otherwise, I would have taken a frozen meal or something to eat if I knew that their power was on for sure.
Yeah.
But since I didn't, I was like, that's something.
Does the school have a generator or anything?
No.
Oh,
okay. The church does, because people, like, the priest, like, lives at the church, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The school doesn't. There was one time already this year that school closed because they didn't have power. Because, you know, they can't, especially like for morning daycare, it's like pitch black. And then you can't make lunch or anything. So if there's no power, then, you know, school shuts down.
Right.
So that's why I was like, I kept checking. And I was like, okay, it doesn't say that they're closed. So I'm going to assume that means they're open. Guess I'll get ready like normal. Yeah. Even though the map says they don't have power, they aren't on the website, so I assume. But I guess I could have just, like, and no one texted me, because usually at least one or two of my coworkers and then my grandma will text me if there's no school, if they find out before me, to just make sure I know and stuff. And I do the same if I know before them, or, like, I'll text my mom to let her know and stuff, so she doesn't take the boys. So I didn't get any texts, so I was like, all right. That was fun waking up and be like, oh, I assumed there was going to be either power back on, and then since there wasn't, I assumed there was going to be no school, but then there was. It was a very confusing morning. every time I woke up in the middle of the night, I was like, well, my alarm clock's not on still. And then, like, peeked out my curtains, and it's like, still pitch black out there. I guess there's still no power.
Yeah.
Luckily, I use my phone as an alarm clock, so I don't have to, I didn't have to worry about that.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about oversleep. But I can imagine that it makes it hard to sleep, especially if you are anticipating the power potentially coming back on before the morning, or you're anticipating getting some kind of notification that you don't have to, you know, go to school because school's closed. And so you're like, you want to sleep, but then you kind of still want to not sleep deep enough to where you miss that alert or miss that, miss the power coming back on. So, yeah, I don't know how you were able to get through the night.
I don't know. I woke up so often. But I mean, I do that usually, but like, yeah, especially on days like that. Like, especially if it like, if it starts snowing a lot through the night, or if we're expected to get a lot of snow, you know, it's always like, oh, do we have a snow day? So then you're always looking for that. Yeah, so it happens a lot, those kinds of nights. And especially last night, because there's like two reasons. So it's like, okay, one is the power coming back on. Two, are we going to have school? Because does the school have power?
Right.
Yeah, so, and then my phone, luckily I have portable chargers, because otherwise my phone would have died last night. It was on, like, 20%. I don't know how it happened. I do, luckily, I have some of the people that I listen to put their stuff on Apple Music, and so, like, when I go up north and stuff, or when I went up north, I downloaded some to listen to, so I didn't have to use, because up there the Wi-Fi is spotty. So I was able to just like not have to go on YouTube or something and use my LTE. I would just turn on airplane mode and just go into my music, and I just made like a playlist out of the ASMR things and was able to listen to it that way. And so I already have them downloaded because I was like, you know, I'll save those instead of, because I have done it before where I've deleted them afterwards because I know I did it last year. But I was like, you know what? I'll save those in case I ever, like, the power goes out. So I was able to still listen to it last night. And it was, like, I did have my phone on airplane mode and it was on Apple Music or whatever, but it was connected, you know, from Bluetooth to my speaker. And it was, like, fine for a while. Then, like, I don't know what happened. It just suddenly was, like, one time I woke up and it's, like, you know, 49%. I was, like, okay, cool. And another time I woke up, it's, like, 20%. I was, like, why? you are fine. So I was, like, all right, time to... And then it was also because I had my phone plugged in to just my outlet. Because I was, like, that way, if the power does come back on, it'll just charge my phone.
Yeah.
And it there were at least two random times where it, like... the buzzing and like popped up like it was charging, but only for like a second. Like it was like, I'm charging. And then it was like, nah. I was like, why? Did it two different times. What does that mean? I don't know. Like some faint power going through for a second or something.
Trying to suck the last little bit of electricity out of the wall socket.
Yeah. But then I pulled it out of there so I could plug it into my, portable charger so it could charge. And luckily my portable charger is pretty good at like, because it has like the one I was using, I have a couple of them, but there's one I like to use the most, and it was like, it has 4 bars, and even though it charged my phone like fully from like 20%, it only went down 1 bar from that.
Oh nice.
Yeah, so I was like, cool, that's good to know for, you know, if we still don't have power later or whatever. And I still charged that one all the rest of the way while I was at work. And then I made sure my other one was fully charged, which it wasn't. It was on 3 out of 4, so it wasn't too bad, but, you know.
Yeah.
I panic about that stuff. And I was like, if I have to charge my speaker, plus if I have to charge my phone. If I really had to, I could have gone to my parents because they have car chargers, you know, that I could have just charged my phone in their car for a little bit.
Yeah.
I was like, if I don't have to, you know, then I could just stay here with my animals and stuff. And I guess I could have gone over there too if I needed food.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, so it all worked out luckily. But yeah, anyway, I survived.
Well, that's definitely a positive thing. But to any of our listeners, if you have a story that you want to share when you lost power or you came up to a situation where you were without power for an extended period of time, you can share those stories with us. You can find us on social media. You can go to our Tumblr page at spiderbitespodcast.tumblr.com. There's an Ask Us Anything link right there in the middle of the page. You can click on that. Or you can find us on Facebook. Just search for Spider Bites Podcast, and that's Bites, B-Y-T-E-S. Or you can tweet at us at Spider Bites Cast. Ask us questions, share stories, leave us comments, any one of those things. We would love to hear from you. But if you want to forego social media, you can still reach out to us. Just email us at spiderbitespodcast@gmail.com. If you want to keep up with the show, you can follow us on just about any podcast streaming service. We're on Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Podchaser, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pandora, you name it. There's a good chance that we're probably listed on it. But if you do follow us on any of those streaming services, we ask if you can, leave us a rating, leave us a review. It's a good free way to help support the show. The ratings help us show up on those podcast charts, you know, those top 10 charts. So the more ratings we get, the more likely we're are to show up on one of those charts. So that way, when someone's looking for a new podcast to listen to, they may see our show listed. But the reviews help us because it lets us know what you think about the show, how you feel about it, the things you enjoy, the things you think we can improve upon, the things you want to hear more of, the things you want to hear less of. But that way we can look at those reviews and we can kind of work those and bring a better quality show for you. If you don't want to use or you don't use any podcast streaming services, you can still keep up with the show by going to our website at spiderbites.buzzsprout.com. It's an online audio player. You can access it from any browser, whether you're on a laptop, a PC, a phone, or a tablet. You just go to the website, scroll down to whichever episode you want to listen to, click play, and it'll start playing there right from your browser. If you want to keep up with Ashley or myself individually, our social media links are in the description of the show, as well as all of the links to everything else that I just mentioned.
My neighbor texted me, because I usually let her dog out on Fridays because she goes golfing. Mm-hmm. And she was like, no golf tomorrow. Like, you don't have to let the dog out. And at first I was like, oh, why? And I was like, oh, yeah, it's been raining for days. I got it. We're good.
Yeah, figured it out. It might just be a little soggy.
Yeah. maybe golf next week.
let the course dry up a little bit.
Yeah. I wonder when when is the rain supposed to stop? it's not raining currently. Actually, it looks like tomorrow is supposed to be nice and sunny.
Oh, okay.
It's supposed to be, looks like a high of like 70, low 70s. So, not bad. Cool. Yeah, finally, a little break from the rain and some sun. Yeah. It's been days.
A well needed break from the rain.
Mm-hmm. Like, don't get me wrong. I love the rain, but, it's been a couple days now, and, you know, my ceiling falls apart when it rains, and we lost power, and so yeah. I could use some sun.
Yeah, like, I've gotten my fill of it.
Yeah, like, I haven't been able to take Toby on a walk or anything, so yeah. Maybe tomorrow we could finally go on a walk.
Well, hopefully you'll be able to do that. To all of our listeners, thank you so much for joining us this week. We love you, we appreciate you, and we hope to see you all for the next episode. Bye, everybody.
Yeah.